And it's time for another edition of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Hi, thank you. I often have trouble finding a movie that I really would like to see. But this week, there was not one, but it turned out there were two movies that I really wanted to see. One I didn't know I wanted to see until I went to see it. And perhaps I'll start with that movie. It's called I Swear in English. In French, it has a different title. But it's a movie starring a young man named Robert Aramayo, who is British. But in the movie, he plays a Scottish fellow someone else plays him at age 13, which is how old he is when the movie begins. And I don't have that fellow's name. And he's not in it all that much to begin with, but just a point that the movie starts when he is 13 and is starting to experience some issues with his health and his behavior. To make a long story short, it turns out that he has Tourette's syndrome. And if you have never experienced somebody with Tourette's, it's quite something. There's almost constant tics and swearing and kind of generally odd behavior. But what seems to put most people right off is the swearing and spitting. this is how the movie, once it's established that the character, whose name is John Davidson, and he is an actual Tourette's syndrome activist in Scotland. He's gotten awards, as has this movie. It's something I had not expected. And I have to say, I had not gone to the movies expecting to, you know, have a great, good time. But as it turns out, it is, when it's not being sad because of the situation, it's really quite funny. And you kind of can't help but laugh. The things that John Davidson, this young man, comes out with are just, you just say, oh my God, did he just say that? Yes, he did. Anyway, I don't want to give a whole lot away, but just to say that it is an exceptionally good movie. It's made in Scotland. It has a British/Scottish cast, and it is a mega award winner. And I typically let people know what the rating is, and it is like 98% approval, both from the critics and general audiences. So that will give you, 97%, both critics and general audiences. And that will give you an idea of what to expect. The quality, the caliber, there is entertainment value. And it is, I guess when I went out of there, I said, this is a really moving movie, because I guess I can say that, you know, good things happen. And this John Davidson has made a kind of a career out of doing good things for Tourette's sufferers. And those who do suffer from Tourette's really do suffer, because they have uncontrollable behavior, which is hugely disturbing to people around them. But it was kind of interesting, towards the end of the movie, it became kind of clear that although it's incurable and in many ways uncontrollable, but it is, there is at least one, maybe several new techniques based on little machines that control the responses that the Tourette sufferer will have. So, for example, this young man can go through, like, finally, the first time in his life, and he's now at this point in the movie, he's in his late 20s, early 30s. He can finally go through a day without having a tic, a seizure, an outbreak of swearing. And it's like, it's just like amazing. You think, oh my God, too bad this didn't happen earlier. And I don't know where things stand with this particular technique, but it does exist. And people like John Davidson and many others now can lead a, I guess, at least relatively normal life. And everybody kind of deserves that. He certainly, this John Davidson character certainly deserved it, maybe more than others. Not only does he live his life, but he goes so far out of his way to help others around him who are also just leading having a very tough time with this particular syndrome. So once again, it's Tourette's. I don't know if anybody, there may be somebody listening to me who has no clue what Tourette's is. I would suggest if you can go to the movies, it's called I Swear. And that's in fact what he does. That's one of his symptoms, is that he swears a lot. So it's called I Swear. And I discovered last night that on, I believe it is Prime Video, there is a 1 hour documentary about John Davidson and his relationship with Tourette's and the whole situation. And that, I don't know if you happen to get Prime Video, that too is, I suspect, I haven't seen it yet, but I think it's worth watching. The one I saw was, it's a 2 hour movie in the movie theater. And again, very, very, a little heartbreaking, but it kind of feels good in the end. When you walk out, you may have tears in your eyes. I did. But you think, I'm so glad that I took the trouble and time to go and see this movie that I had never heard of and, in fact, had no intention of seeing. So catch it on Prime Video, the documentary, if you would like a little something extra. But if at all possible, head down to the Maison de Cinema to catch the 2 hour movie about this man's life. So that's movie number one. And the second movie, I probably won't talk about as long simply because it doesn't need to be sold. It is The Devil Wears Prada 2, the second of the two movies. The first one was some years ago, 15 or 20 years ago, and it was a huge hit. I always liked it. I thought, this is just a lot of fun. This movie has something to say about human relations and the business world and fashion and so on. And so I must admit, I was quite looking forward to watching Devil Wears Prada 2. And it didn't disappoint. I know it disappointed some other folks who write movie criticism or who just want to say something about this movie. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it's so colorful and it also funny, but with a kind of a serious side, because the storyline involves Runway, which is the magazine which the product, Devil Wears Prada people, most of them work there, and they're having a real tough time because of a number of things, but also there's the situation of AI taking stuff over, and so the characters in the movie are not all is going swimmingly in the world of high fashion, but enough is going swimmingly that they're in business. They continue to be in business, but sometimes they have to do a little extra something to bail themselves out. Again, I just thought, this is such good fun. I loved the fashion. I'm not a fashionista, I guess, myself, but I sure like to watch people who are wearing beautiful clothes and strutting around and kind of enjoying themselves. There is a story to this, and it's an interesting story having to do with the possibility that the iconic Runway magazine is going to go out of business. And the situation for Miranda Priestly, who has been and still is the chief, the editor and publisher is not good. So she has to figure out how to save her bacon, save her job. And she is now working once again with the people that she worked closely with in the first Prada, in the first Devil Wears Prada movie. Meryl Streep is just amazing. I consider this Meryl Streep's signature role, and she's played many, many roles, and she virtually always plays them extremely well. But I think the Miranda Priestly role just suits her so, so, so well. And she looks awfully good, A, at her age, and B, in the clothes that they give her to wear. So that too is just enjoyable. Anne Hathaway is wonderful. She seems to me like a lovely young woman. I don't know if she is or not, but that seems to be what she does really well. And she is plays an instrumental role in getting Runway Magazine to stay afloat. Emily Blunt, who at the time when the first movie was made, which I think goes back to, could be as far back as 2006. I don't think anybody knew about her. She kind of made a splash in that first movie, and since then has done many, many things. She's back, and she's playing, again, kind of a character that you say, oh my God, she's back. And she's just as mean-spirited as ever. And Stanley Tucci is like a bigwig employee at Runway Magazine. And of course, he too, his job is in danger. Plus, behind all this, everybody is getting older. And if they do keep their jobs, some of them say, well, I'd love to, I need a job, but I don't know that I am able to do the same job again, or continuing to do the same job for such a long period of time. So you have the four principal characters who are bouncing off each other. And again, very funny. I was laughing out loud for a big chunk of the movie. So I would recommend this one, but for very different reasons than I would recommend the first movie, the I Swear movie, which is kind of an independent, I suspect an independent film. I mean, this is far from independent. This is big budget, huge expense, many stars, gorgeous locations. And it was just, for me, just fun to sit back in those comfortable chairs that they have at the Maison de Cinema in several of the theaters and just relax and giggle and enjoy the color, enjoy the splashiness of everything. So that's what I would do. I would say both movies, if you can get to both of them, would be great. They're very different from each other, but I think they're, in my humble opinion, I think they're both really high quality, including The Devil Wears Prada, which not everybody fell in love with the way I did, including a friend that I went with who seemed to be less than enthralled, but she didn't. She didn't hate it. And I said, oh, I love this movie. And she, oh, okay. End of discussion. Anyway, so that's the two movies that I have seen this week. And based on what seems to be happening at the theater, there will be several quite fun and interesting new movies coming in time for next week's review, including one that both my husband and I are pretty keen on, and it's called The Sheep Detectives. So look forward to a Sheep Detectives review next week. That's it for me.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Have a good week and talk next week.
Yep. Okay, thanks.